Hello, it's Craig.
Hey, Craig, it's Julian, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
There you are. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a pretty good weekend. Went up and visited family and up in Kansas City. So, yeah, we had a pretty good weekend.
Nice. That's good to hear, Craig. Yeah, I was gone on Friday, I think I mentioned, celebrating my birthday. So I just got back
as
well.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I understand you spoke with Sam from our underwriting department on Friday.
Yep, we did. We talked Friday, and what I've been trying to do, just make sure through the weekend, I really hoped that we were going to get more, obviously, and then we were trying to get this other loan, some activity going, wrapped up on that secondary loan, and we're still dinking on that. So I just, before I pulled the trigger, I just wanted to kind of eyeball and make sure, I don't want to do is just knowingly pull this loan and then not be able to cover the payments, and then we haven't done very good. So that's why I've been kind of hesitating to make sure that we're okay. And what we talked about doing was, I think he said we would get $38,000, and what I thought about doing is taking $10,000 of that and literally setting it. In fact, having you put this money in, we've got a small checking account that I just use once in a while when I'm traveling and stuff. We don't use it every day. And that I would put that in there and have you draw out of that account. I'm going to put $10,000 and set it in there so we know we've got like 6 weeks worth of payments that are sitting there while we're trying to get everything caught up in this other funding in. So anyway, that's what I've been kicking around this morning, trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, of course. The last thing we want to do is put you in a situation that's not going to help. What I don't want to do is get you a program that's kind of just a Band-Aid, and then you're stuck with the same issue in a few months.
Right.
But if this is even like, going to help you, even just a little bit, just temporarily, we can typically get you, I'm sure Sam already mentioned, but we can typically get you more money halfway through, especially once you start collecting on those other projects that you have going on, and we can get you a lot of times significantly more money. Obviously, I can't promise anything right now, and I can just kind of speak from experience. But there's pretty good likelihood that we can get you more money as long as you can service the debt and as long as you the payments are going through on time and all that stuff. I'd love to help you however we can. If you just were looking to take out 10 grand, if that'll help you at all, just for some extra cushion, that should be just fine.
And what I meant was I was going to take the 38,000 and take 10,000 of that 38 and set it in this account, so that we know we have $10,000 worth of payments to make without having to put anything else with it. That way I know I've got that much, and then all I got to do is make another 6 weeks worth of payments, and that puts us in that 3 month window to where we hopefully would be at a point then if we needed to, that we could redo it.
Okay, I got you.
That's what I was looking at.
Gotcha.
And it's a shame because you're kind of borrowing money to pay it back, but that's the only way I know to do it with that fast pay loan is, obviously we need the funds to pay bills that are going to take, maybe 90 days to get back. And so if we had a 90-day loan, we didn't have to make a payment, that would obviously be the better answer, or that was why we were trying to get more, obviously. So with it being a smaller amount, then I got to figure, okay, that means I can only really say use, like 25,000 of it to do what I got to do, and then keep enough in reserves that if I need it, it's there. But I don't want to do is get to where I can't make the daily payments out of it. That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. And just the fact that you're even like thinking about all that stuff, I think that you're in a pretty good position, especially if you take this amount of money just to kind of get you through the next few months while you're getting all those other contracts taken care of. I emailed you pretty much what we need to get you an official offer if you wanted to kind of look it over and make your final decision.
Right.
Just your driver's license and then a voided check. And we can generate the documents and you can kind of sleep on it. And if you wanted to take it, we can have it in your account the next day. If it's something that you wanted to think about a little longer, you have a period of time that you can take.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. My office manager's back today. She was gone all of last week. She went on that was her anniversary and they went on a cruise somewhere, but she's back and she isn't back here right now. She's at lunch, but when she gets back, I'm going to run it by. But the one thing I wanted to run by you guys was, what we're looking at doing, because our you have this account. It's not that you don't have it. It's in U.S. Bank, but it won't show a lot of activity, and that's the reason I want to use that one, is because what I don't want to do is the account that we do use all the time but also gets flushed out a lot. I don't want it taking away the money that I'm going to put in there for you to have for this money. So that's what we got to strategize on, how we're going to do this to where every time the payment's due, it's there.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we may do is send you a deposit for the smaller account, knowing that we're going to deposit money into that account and let it set there so that there's always a balance so that it can come out. So that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it will have to be tied in directly with your business checking account. So with these loans,
it is. Yeah, it's a business.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got them all. They were all attached in there.
Oh, gotcha.
At U.S. Bank, we have two business accounts. We have one that we use every day that we write all of our bills out of, and then we have another one that I carry that I use once in a while when I travel and stuff. It's not as much. And so that's the one we felt safer of putting the money in there, knowing that you're drawing out of that every day, and nobody else is. We can deposit money into it, but nobody else takes money out of it. And that's what I don't want to do, is to have a payment, you know, your payment due and somebody else is pulling money out, or we're paying bills, or, you know, and we get down real low, and then you can't get. So that's what I'm trying to do, is just guard that money so we know we're making your payment.
I get it. Yeah, that should be perfectly fine. I don't foresee any issues.
Well, I'll explain it when we send it through. So it's,
yeah, of course.
I'll have Gayla do it.
So it's on paper and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So should I expect the driver's license and the check?
Yeah, I think
today?
So. Yeah, when she gets back, I'll probably go ahead and send it through, and then we can get it processed. And as long as she agrees, now that she's back, she can kind of see where the cash flow looks. And as long as she agrees that this is a good way to do it, we'll send it right back.
Okay, sounds good, Craig. Glad I was able to get you on the phone. Feel free to give me a call anytime, and I'll look for an email from you or your receptionist today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Will.
All right. My pleasure, Craig. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.